Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Kevin Hunter, who is Chief Operating Officer for Gimbal. Kevin, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So Gimbal, as probably everyone knows, uses beacon technology to bridge the online and offline worlds. And so just to get us started today, I'd love to get from you, the source, what makes Gimbal different, since there are lots and lots and lots of beacon solutions in the market?
I think that's a great question. We see that we are in a unique spot. We looked at the bridging the physical and digital world a little bit different than most. A lot of it comes from our heritage, where we really saw that mobile was that bridge between the digital and physical world, allowing really people to be put in places by leveraging different sensors in the phones, different location proximity components to understand an audience better. And what we saw was an opportunity to really understand this audience from beginning to end. Yes, we have fantastic beacons with a great differentiator of digital ownership on top, but that is only one component of our overall platform. What we have is the ability to understand the audience from beginning to end, understand kind of where they go prior to arrival, understand when they get closer, geofencing, macro components, understanding when they've arrived, gone inside, what they've done inside, micro, proximity. So we have the ability to really put this digital journey in the physical world together from beginning to end and end to beginning. And that's what people are seeing our value is understanding that bridge, leveraging mobile to have that conversation along that path.
Well, that sounds great. And I love the understanding the audience better from beginning to end. Let's get a little more specific. What are you actually doing with merchants to enable engagements? And then my follow-up to that would be, and are they seeing results?
Yeah, so definitely a beacon is a shiny object right now. A ton of conversations with merchants, retailers, venues that are out there seeing the value of being able to understand their audience better inside of their environment. And when we go talk to retailers and venue providers, we talk to them about basically, yes, you can use a beacon, but that is only one part of the conversation. Really, what they're asking you when you show up is the ability to help them understand that audience. And the beacon is the shiny object. They really want to understand through mobile how to understand that audience better as well. So we're using technologies that are very prevalent in mobile today to allow this retailer to really have that next level of conversation, that more intimate conversation, and be able to understand the audience as they start to arrive and start to go inside. And it's great to see them that they're just not focused on one component of the overall conversation, but they're focused really on a strategy that makes sense to consumers, us as consumers, that allows us to have the best engagement possible and get the most value out of going to their locations.
So I'm curious, because I think you make a very good point that it is a shiny object and there are, you know, tens of thousands of beacon installations in the retail environment. And it's still experimental. We're all trying to figure out how to use them in a way to create valuable engagement as opposed to annoying engagement. What are some of the best practices that you offer the merchants you deal with and the venues that are interested in beaconizing their venue to make it valuable and not intrusive?
So some of the best things that we've learned by doing this with quite a few large retailers, venues, is first is understand your audience. You don't have to communicate with them right off the bat. You need to understand the data and the interactions better before you actually have that first start of a conversation. So what we've seen with retailers is really a crawl, walk, run strategy. But they want to understand a little bit more before they talk. Nobody wants to be spammed as a consumer, and they want to make sure that any meaningful conversation, any component of that conversation is the right one. And the best way to do that is to listen or understand first, right? Think before you speak. And so they're using basically this think before you speak to understand how to engage with them best. And that has been resonating very well because they have an understanding that they don't want to annoy the customers that come to their locations. They want to make sure they're getting the right value. The other side of this is that a lot of the investments that are being made in this area You talked about, you know, thousands of different beacon providers out there. Well, one of the reasons why we're at the top of the industry right now is because we have some differentiators that allow them to protect that conversation. We have a digital ownership model associated with our proximity beacon that allows them to basically deploy out the beacons and then decide who can use them. Let me explain a little bit deeper. With this digital ownership is I can physically buy a beacon, I can hold a beacon, I can deploy a beacon. And if I don't have any security or digital ownership on top, anybody can use that. So it could be a competitor, it could be another application. We provide this digital ownership that allows them to protect that engagement, protect that consumer, because the consumer has certain expectations when they're inside of a retail store. And by protecting that, that gives them, the retailer, the comfort to know that that is a physical engagement, or that digital engagement, that physical world is protected. Also, they know they can see new opportunities for their partners to engage. So it could be a brand, could be a retailer, could be another, you know, larger shopping app. And they can leverage their partners to be able to have the right conversation at the right time. That opens up new revenue models, but also gives the security and protection to the consumers that are inside the physical environment.
So that's a good segue to the topic of privacy and the data that's being captured. I mean, I like the idea of this digital ownership, which provides authorized access to the beacon technology that merchants are using. But talk about the debate over privacy and beacons that's going on now. Where does Gimbal stand with respect to that, and how do you protect consumer privacy in environments where retailers are using beacon technology?
Well, I think if we just take a step back and think about the different technologies that retailers put inside of their stores today, there are all kinds of different technologies to understand traffic flow, foot traffic, segments. You know, they're putting cameras, they're putting Wi-Fi type understand, you know, listeners, they're looking for sonic, they're putting a whole bunch of technologies in there that us as shoppers or consumers don't necessarily get a chance to opt out of. And what I love what we're doing here at Gimbal is that we really took a conservative approach, and we said it is all about the opt-in. And just not the opt-in, but we want our partners to make sure they're transparent that location services, either macro or micro, are being used, and here's the value of that. So you basically define the value exchange in a transparent way. And with beacon technology, since it's through an application, is that we get application context for basically that location, for that location use. And so it really puts the choice in the consumer's hand, because if I have the ability to not opt in or opt in, right, because I know the value exchange, I understand how to change my mind afterwards so I can turn it off, or if I really wanted to just never use it again or delete the app. So as consumers, beacons or location services through the operating systems of our phones give us more control over other technologies the retailer puts out. So I like where beacons are at. I like that it's a solid privacy foundation. And I love that we're trying to be the gold standard for doing that in the marketplace, because it's important as consumers, because we are all consumers, you know, discussing this right now, that we want to make sure that we have a choice. As long as I have a choice, I feel like I have control.
Gotcha. I think that's a good point. I like the opt-in as the mantra. So let's talk about another differentiator. And I don't know how many people listening might know this, but Gimbal was in fact one of the first iBeacon licensees. And you are rolling out, or perhaps have rolled out, your solution to all of Apple's stores in the U.S. So, of course, inquiring minds want to know, how was this partnership formed, and what's Apple doing with the beacons?
I think those are all great questions. Some of those may have some limitations on what I can answer, just because it's...
Oh, come on, Kevin. You're no fun.
But you are correct. You are correct. We were one of the first iBeacon licensees, and we were one of the first to roll out nationwide with a retailer, one of the most premier retailers, Apple, inside their stores in 2013. Right, when everyone else was just starting to roll out pilots in 2014. So we were definitely ahead of the curve. I think given our background in understanding RF and mobile, and that we were already working on many location and proximity projects when we were part of Qualcomm, gave us the opportunity to be best in class from the beginning and continue that through an Apple deployment relationship and into the market where we're at now.
So what are they doing with beacons?
You know, only Apple can really answer that one. They did see a lot of value in understanding how to engage with their retail shoppers better, but specifics would have to come from Apple.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how to leverage the ecosystem and the platform that you're enabling for retailers. And you talked about the fact that you do have this digital ownership opt-in parameter for what it is you're offering to retailers. So how should they be thinking about partnerships that allow them to add additional functionality to make beacons more valuable for the consumer, yet respect those opt-in digital ownership rights that you talked about earlier?
Yeah, so I think the first is make sure you respect the opt-in rights. And then make sure that you understand that not all audiences are created equal, that some of us like to be communicated with different. So understand the communication style for the individual. And then also, it's not always about giving me an offer on my phone. It's not always about talking to me through mobile. Because I'm in the environment and because I've opted in, I can actually influence the world around me as well. For example, maybe I get better customer service because the customer service rep now knows I'm there, or the sales guy knows I'm there, or knows that I'm attached to the loyalty program, so they understand that there are certain things I may be interested in. So it's not always about the mobile being the only part of the conversation. It's about how the world around us becomes part of that conversation because we're in it. I love to see retailers take advantage of that side of it, because that's where it becomes more serendipitous. That's where it becomes more natural, and the influence of basically that relationship becomes stronger. And so you can influence both sides, the world around you as well as the mobile device in our pocket. And I love to see retailers go forward with that. GameStop has done a great job. GameStop is another customer of Gimbal's. Through a partner, we have a large ecosystem, and they basically deploy out Gimbal beacons in some of their stores. There's a YouTube video out there that shows all the different use cases that GameStop's thinking about. It's fantastic. They look at it really from a comprehensive view of the consumer and how to best service that consumer, the loyalty side, the purchase side, right? So they really looked at a comprehensive way of understanding the customer and the best value the customer can get basically being part of the GameStop family.
Interesting. Do you see any use cases where Beacon is enabling payment or making the process of payments less friction-filled in a retail environment?
I do. We actually did quite a few work around mobile payments when we were part of Qualcomm. In fact, we enabled our coffee shop, our cafe, with Beacon when we were there, and we did some pilots around there. And what we saw was basically the way it worked is that we had a Beacon at the cash register, there was a mobile application, and as you walked up, the point of sale system, which was a tablet, basically recognized that you were in the front of the line. All opt-in, everyone agreed to it and put their credit card into this mobile wallet. And as I walked up, didn't have to do anything. It was very natural, very frictionless. I was there, my picture came up, and I was only because I was standing right in front of the register. And at that point, I felt special because they called me by name. They knew my drink because it was attached to my loyalty. I just said, please put it on my card, my proximity card. And at that point, I was done. Never had to put my hands out, never had to do anything because I was there, because we used beacons, because of security components, because of the back channel, the mobile wallet components. It was very frictionless. It was natural. And they saw an incredible uplift right away because people were actually spending more because the friction was gone. I didn't have to do anything. I was buying my friends coffee all the time, and my friends were buying me coffee. And what they saw was about a 25% uplift in sales. And that just continued to stay because it became such a natural, frictionless part of payment. So we saw very early on that there's a great opportunity for bridging that physical and digital world by putting someone there to help make a payment.
Interesting. Well, I can't wait to see more of that happen in the retail environment. I do think that there's such great potential for it. And as you mentioned, it wasn't just about payment, but it's about so many other things that make the experience more personal and personalized for the customer. And that's very exciting. So final question. I know we've covered a lot of different things at a high level, but I want to get an understanding of beacons and the relationship with things outside of retail. So it strikes me that beacons could be used in many environments to make interactions better, smarter, more personal, perhaps cities, in the home, in healthcare environments. What are you seeing and doing in those venues?
I think you're right that there is a lot of interest in a lot of different verticals outside retailers. Retailers were the natural first, right? In fact, if you take a step back, venues were actually one of the natural first. The things we were doing with the Miami Dolphins or Major League Baseball, and how to leverage fan loyalty by putting you inside the stadium to get those little extras so you're not sitting in front of your 65-inch high-definition TV at home, that you're inside the stadium that gives you an enhanced experience that you can only get when you're there. So we've seen a lot of value in venues and retailers and conventions and lifestyles and museums. And what we really did is we created a platform that allowed many different verticals to build value propositions on top by being the best physical to digital bridge out there, allowed them to really enhance their experiences without having to worry about that bridge, because that was what they're leveraging us for. And it gives them an opportunity to really create unique values and lets us do what we do well, is basically bridge the physical and digital world for them and allows them to enhance for their customer base. Smart cities and enterprises and homes, if you look at the technology of Beacon, what you can see is that, especially with our secure discovery, it allows you to help discover the world around you. So as you have secure discovery or digital ownership, you can allow people to discover certain things about certain areas. And that could be in a city, that can be in an enterprise or home, because we all have different relationships with those different places. And if we can help discover those things that are relevant and interesting to us, we can get an enhanced experience of our lives as we walk through our, you know, our physical world on a daily basis. And we think that we're in a great position to really help that happen because of the way we have our platform, technologies, and the partners to help drive this. And so it's an exciting time, and we feel like we're really in the center of it, and it's fun to see all the innovation that's happening.
I'll say, so Amazon wants us to have dash buttons in our homes, and Gimbal wants us to have beacons in our home. Should I be beaconizing my dog?
Maybe, maybe not. I'm sure somebody has thought of a use case and a tag to be able to know if your dog's in which room or which, you know, in the backyard. So.
I just don't want a beacon on me, Kevin. That's the only qualifier. But not to make light of it. It's a really fascinating technology that, you know, we've been watching since it emerged, and there are so many, as you say, interesting use cases that really do enhance the experience between the consumer and whatever environment is beaconized. So we very much look forward to staying in touch as your strategies and partnerships evolve, so we can bring all of that to our payments.com community. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you very much.